This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The price of oil getting cut in half in just 6 months' time is putting pressure on budgets of states that depend on revenue from the fossil fuel industry. But even states outside the oil patch will have problems here in 2015. Listen now to the situation in Illinois. It's got the worst credit rating in the country. There's a budget deficit and temporary tax increases just expired. It also has a divided state government, a newly elected Republican governor who campaigned against tax hikes, and a solidly Democratic state legislature. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Illinois has a flat income tax. Everyone pays the same rate. Lawmakers had raised that tax to 5% in 2011 due to the recession, promising it would come right back down in 2015.
There has been a willingness to ignore long-term financial repercussions of short-term politically attractive answers.
That's Lawrence Massal of the Chicago Civic Federation, which had proposed gradually bringing the state's income tax down to 4% and reducing government spending. Instead, the tax rate is dropping abruptly.
The budget that they passed is going to run up the unpaid bills.
Massal says spending cuts are one option. Richard Kaplan, a tax expert at the University of Illinois, says another is taxing things besides income.
Excise taxes on gasoline, telephone service, alcohol, and tobacco products.
So Illinois taxpayers will soon see more money in their paychecks, but could end up spending more on daily costs. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.